starring in Steel. Interviews with Devo Spice, Robin Curtis, Athena Kamen, Ken Deep, and David Bushman, Jim Shooter, Zia Adams, Sam J. Jones, Patrick Thomas, and Lance Henriksen, and panels and concerts for Icon, Eternal Con, L.I. Con, and L.I. Who. To offer your comments about our program or to request copies of this or any previous broadcasts, you can write to Destinies, care of WUSB Radio, Second Floor West Side Dining, Stony Brook University, Stony Brook, New York, 11794. You can also send email to destiniesvoice@aol.com or tweet us at Destinies. And of course, you can call me at 631-632-6901 right after the show. Destinies is produced by members and friends of the Science Fiction Forum in association with WUSB Stony Brook. The forum is located in rooms LO608 and LO609 in the Stony Brook Student Union. For information about forum activities, including BrookCon, the student-run anime and pop culture convention, which will be held today, April 20th, from noon to 8 p.m. at the Stony Brook Student Activity Center, log on to sf4m.org. That's sf4m.org. To hear archived Destinies shows, including our December 27th, 1985 episode featuring the Destinies film review team's look at Enemy Mine, visit www.captfilonline.com. That's CAPTPHILONLINE.com. Listen for 3 hours of encore broadcasts and music, including our reviews of Dune from December 18th, 1984, and Dune Part 2 from March 8th, 2024, on the Destinies Archives Mini Marathon, Thursday, April 25th, from 3 to 6 a.m. here on WUSB. Until next Friday at 11:30 p.m., when we'll celebrate our 41st anniversary with a one-hour special, this is Howard Margolin.
This is Dave Campfield.
I'm Bob Brennan.
Reminding you to stay tuned for Ménage à Trois coming up next, and wishing you the best of all possible destinies.
Thank you.
Concert on stage in Bichard. Black windows on the strip, black Dodge Charge. Only real fanatics now, TLDR. They still wanna hear GTR. And we still got bad PR. GTB's up, all star.
They don't know, they don't know, they don't. I made a lot of fucking shirts, but they don't know. They don't know.
Listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. And this is, of course, Ménage à Trois with number two and my co-host here. How's it going over
there? It's your favorite show. You're not going to call me by my name.
What's your name?
That's up to you.
Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, you're Joe.
I'm not even DJ Joe. I'm just Joe.
Just Joe.
All right.
What's good, Joe?
I don't know, number two. It's hard to say. Still figuring that out.
Anyway.
What did we just listen to?
In order, we were just listening to Speed Trials by Elliot Smith. TLDR, which is, of course, the new song by Blade, Echo 2K, and Tyboy Digital.
Yeah, that was fire.
Hummer by Foles.
Yeah, we got low-voiced, deep-voiced Echo 2K.
Deep-voiced Echo back. Yeah. It's like when he was on, what's that DJ Ken song, Frozen 2?
Yeah, you'd know that better than me.
I got rhinestones out in Cairo.
Yeah, it's a 2010s nostalgia is in a full
yeah,
swing.
Yeah, those he used to produce for Chief Keef.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what's going on, Joe?
Well, you know, just end of the semester, it's coming.
Yep.
It's coming, it's here. Swan's
coming,
reference.
It's here.
And,
shut up.
It's just crazy. Yeah.
Speaking of crazy, those listeners, we got a crazy opportunity for you. Call us 631-632-6901 or go to our website, wusb.fm/pledge. We are currently in the midst of Radiothon.
Hey,
it's through donations from people like you that we're allowed to keep operating. And any amount helps. And depending on how much you pay, you might get something in return for it. You know, we got sweatshirts, we got regular shirts, we got hats, we got cups, we got discs.
Oh, yeah.
Discs. Yeah,
we
discs.
We do got discs.
Physical media. Discs.
Hockey discs.
Optical discs?
Hockey discs.
Oh, those are pucks.
Yeah, hockey discs.
Nobody calls those discs. Those are pucks.
We do. We sure do right here at Ménage à Trois.
You do. I don't.
All right.
Okay,
get out of my way, bro.
Anyway, I'm keeping the sort of, I guess, the mathy sound that we got going on. Up next, I got a cut from a thingy. You ever listen to thingy?
Right there?
No, that's chingy.
Oh, same difference.
No, thingy is a band with, it's a Rob Crow band.
Is Rob Crow
the guy from Pinback?
Oh,
and he's also in like a bunch of bands with Zach Hill.
Is he the lead singer?
I think so.
So he's the guy that's like, I know what's gonna happen.
I believe so. He's also in that band with Zach Hill and the dude from Deftones.
Oh,
what is that band called?
Research. Typing.
What is the name of that band? Team Sleep. He's in Team Sleep.
Team Sleep.
Yeah, he's in Team Sleep.
That's
anyway,
cool.
This is a song by Thingy. This is the long song at the end of the record.
Take I like it when you don't mean right there. Oh, wait, okay. I think I did see this on Brit Your Music once.
Okay, man. Is that where you find all your music?
Nowadays, unfortunately, yes.
Damn. I find mine from random dudes that I follow on Twitter that are like, hey, man, listen to this Japanese hip-hop album from 1996. This thing sounds pretty cool.
Nice.
I don't remember the name of the album, so I can't shout it out, unfortunately. But this is the long song at the end of the record by Thingy on WUSB 90.1 FM.
Swag!
Swag!
I am no interest. You're looking good for you. Stay with me. Run from me. I am no interest in blowing my way through. Sleep on the ground.
sky.
Party people, you were listening to WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM.
Yep.
This is, of course, Ménage à Trois with Number Two and Joe.
What else would it be?
what was the joke?
I don't know.
Why were you laughing?
What else? What other show would it be, you know?
What, who are you trying to get to again on that thing? What artist are you currently trying to get to on Spotify?
Sorry, I have a condition.
Is it SZA?
This is the game Relatable, by the way. It's a couple people, actually, a couple people who watch Hivemind, they made this game.
Of course
but,
they
do. But it's going from trying to go from Maroon 5 to Phoebe Bridgers, and I'm
really
already at 39 guesses,
really
and I'm in a hole.
Really should not be that hard.
I'm in a hole.
Anyway, in order, tonight. What we listened to was The Long Song at the End of the Record by Thingy. We was just boys living in a dead-ass, what was it, Greyhound?
So, yeah,
living in a dead-ass German Shepherd. We were just German boys Shepherd. Living in a dead-ass German Shepherd by Hella. You got a Death Wish, Johnny Truant by The Fall of Troy. Mark Z. Danielewski by Snowing. And The Fourth Introduction by Farrakhan. Fun fact, The Fall of Troy song is a quote from the hit novel House of Leaves, which was, of course, written by Mark Z. Danielewski, the title of the Snowing song.
That's cool.
That's crazy. Never read that book. Heard someone compare it to Five Nights at Freddy's once. You mess with Five Nights at Freddy's, Joe?
I don't, unfortunately.
You ain't rocking with Freddy?
I'm not rocking with Freddy.
You ain't rocking with Chica?
Unfortunately, no.
You gotta be rocking with Foxy.
Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti be rocking with Foxy.
You go down in the DMs.
All right, I'm resetting.
You go down in the DM. You go down. You go down in the DM. What?
Go down in.
What was
DM.
It? What was it that that RXK nephew said about Yo Gotti? He said like Yo Gotti head bigger than a. He stretch out every shirt he wear. He does have a big head. Anyway, we were talking about Twin Peaks earlier. This song doesn't really have anything to do with Twin Peaks, but some guy from Twin Peaks is in it.
I got it.
You got it? How long? How many takes of that?
55 guesses in the shortest path.
Okay, anyway, this
is
Wishes by Beach House.
All right, great. Oh.
Yeah, there's
Leland. I was, because you were talking about Twin Peaks before the show started.
Yeah, there's Leland Palmer, a.k.a. Ray Wise.
Yeah, Ray Wise.
Star of such films as One Missed Call and Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie.
You like this album, right?
Yeah. I like Beach House.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I do.
Yeah.
I like Devotion the most, but I still like the rest of their stuff. Anyway, this is Wishes by Beach House on WUSB 90.1.
Wait. Dream, Bloom is a masterpiece. Call if you agree at 631-632-6901. And it is Radiothon over here at WUSB. So if you'd like to make a pledge, you can call in and get some merch like CDs or mugs or baseball caps, T-shirts,
shirts,
etc. Call me to find out. And also look at WUSB.FM. That's WUSB.FM for more info.
Yes. Anyway, this is Wishes by Beach House on WUSB 90.1 FM. What's that word?
Swag.
Swag. Swag.
Don't know which side you're on. myself. Myself.
You're listening to Menage a Trois on WUSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook. That was Emptiness Inside by My Bloody Valentine. I like that EP more than you made me realize. I mean, I know you're not the biggest shoegaze fan.
Which EP is that again?
That's, so you, there's You Made Me Realize with, like, the gray cover.
Yeah, did they also and do then, Feed Me With Your Kiss?
That's is off that EP.
Okay, yeah, this is Feed Me With Your Kiss.
And people like You Made Me Realize more, but I like the CP more. So
anyway, to all of you listening who have somehow not been aware of this, as I have just been notified of this, Drake just released a song featuring AI Tupac.
And Snoop Dogg, apparently.
And AI Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, which is kind of corny, I think.
Kind of corny?
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I wonder if that's like, yeah, because Kendrick, I mean, he didn't use AI, but like he
did,
like with the Tupac thing on To Pimp a Butterfly.
See, that takes like talent to do, though, is the thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I wonder if he was thinking of that like as like a, I don't know,
except,
response or something.
Except Drake has no talent, and neither do the people he works with. Apparently.
I mean, he has talent, but
what was
just
the last good song Drake released? I say that kind of liking Search and Rescue. It's a little bit of a vibe.
That's
nah. He's like Drake is like a lo-fi indie musician. Like, it goes a little bit hard.
Dale, Mommy.
Like Drake could come out with like his own version of like the Glow Part 2.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let the flash flood begin. That's on Mount Erie, isn't it?
I honestly don't know. The flash will begin.
I looked up to the
Anyway, I'll run
Phil
through.
Phil Overham, if you're listening, call us 631-632-6901 and we will hook you up with Drake.
Yeah, we sure will. We sure will, buddy. What else did you play?
We'll call buddy.
You. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Pretty Girls Make Graves with Bring It On, Golden Pond. Still House Plants with Curb, Corn Dolly with After School Special, and Beach House with Wishes. Witches.
Yeah. I got a condo in Manhattan.
I got. Wait, who says that?
That's Bruno Mars.
Oh, it's. I got a condo
in Manhattan.
Man.
You know who did a cover of that for a Pop Goes Punk album?
Who?
It was Dance Gavin Dance.
No way.
And the music video is entirely stock footage. You should play it. It goes a little bit hard.
Stock footage of what?
Just like people.
I'll play it later,
like a
perhaps.
Of it for the listeners, just because it's funny.
Stock footage of what?
I don't know, just like people. Like someone like making a sandwich.
You looked up.
Look up.
So we off air.
I wrote that so I remembered who it was between the breaks.
We talked about this on air, right?
I think
you were trying to figure out. I challenged him to figure out the connection on Relatable, the Spotify related artist, to get from Vampire Weekend to Yo Gotti.
And I got stuck in like.
And he put it in the search bar.
I put it in the search bar, so I remembered who it was.
What was I even right? Okay, Dance.
That's what I like.
Even if you don't like them, their album covers go hard though. They have. I do like the aesthetic of their album covers. It's really
I
cool.
Condo,
all right,
yeah.
We're putting headphones on. Okay, this does kind of go hard. Mike was not. It's my bad. No, wait, we gotta get some help on our way.
Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Looking for you, that's what I like.
meant to turn the mics back on. It was my bad.
This man's really amateur hour here.
I am.
You're 0 for 2 right now.
I am 0 for 2.
Did you wanna... the only two, like, good instances of anything from this are, like, this, and, like, the Punk Goes Crunk album they put out where, like, Say Anything does a cover of Got Your Money by Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.